The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've started making my bed because I heard that rich people make their beds. So now I'm just waiting. You know what I'm saying? Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. It is almost the weekend. What's good, everyone? And Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I wish that was the trick. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I wanted to say we're back in a routine. Otto and I are getting up extra early and actually working out. And I put my pants on today that used to fit a little loose and they're kind of tight. And I wasn't going to wear them, but I'm like, no, you have to wear them to remind yourself you're doing this to get back on track. There, right? They're a little tight around the waist, got a little skin hanging over. Well, it might be a little fat in there.
You keep buying all that ice cream.
That's what it is. I keep eating Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia flavor. That's
Dana's
my favorite.
Been buying ice cream by the pint like four at a time. Ooh, and, which is not good for me, but obviously works for her.
And obviously not good. Yeah, no, it doesn't work for me either. That's, my not pants don't fit.
That's not good for anybody. That's no. A lot right there, bro.
Dude, and I will knock two down on a Saturday night watching
Netflix.
Wait,
what does this have to do with making your bed?
Because it's not about making your
nothing,
bed.
Nothing, Anthony. Nothing.
People make their bed every morning, are supposed to be more successful. It's not just that. It's the routine that brings success. The act of doing something that you don't really want to do over and over, despite, I don't want to do that. I'm tired. Oh, I don't have time for that. That's the difference between people who don't succeed and people who do.
All right, that works.
And
that
so, of course, I'm not going to be.
Is that what you talk about when you're eating your pints of ice cream?
Pretty much. I need to stop. We went to the grocery store yesterday. They were on sale four for I don't even know what it was. And did I get them?
You didn't get them because I stopped you because I said, I can't do this because my body can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. So discipline is really important. And like I said, making the bed, I'm not necessarily happy about it, but I feel like I need to get back on track with life in general.
Yeah.
So there you go. A little discipline never hurt anybody.
It's always good to think about it. At the end of the day, you have a nice bed waiting for you at home. So that's always a good
message. Yes. Every time I walk by, I feel so successful.
The thing that bothers me is she starts making it while I'm still in bed.
I was like, can you let me get up?
Can you at least let me get out of the bed before you start doing this?
National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It is National Mimosa Day.
Hey. Yes,
sir. Salud, all the people out there.
And we also have National Love a Tree Day. Ooh.
I love me some trees.
Get out there and hug a tree. Why not, dog? Have you guys ever hugged
a tree? I hug my trees every night. I've been watering our new trees every single night.
I've hugged a few trees in my day, and it felt weird at first, but you know what? I appreciate you, Mother Nature.
Tree huggers are amazing.
And we also have National Barbecue Day. Yes!
Still haven't set up my barbecue grill.
Let's get that going automatic.
And we'll wrap it up on National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. This is my selection here. I think we should spread kindness and joy no matter where you live. Shout out to your neighbors who tolerate you.
Here's what I want you to do as a neighbor.
Our neighbors definitely tolerate us.
Yeah. As a neighbor, don't talk to me. I don't want to be your friend.
No.
I don't.
What are you talking about? The last neighbor we had was the guy who was the professor for the university, and he ended up being a super cool guy.
Did I talk to him?
No, but I did.
Exactly. So talk to my husband, DJ Automatic. Me?
No.
No kidding. I don't want to.
Do something good for your neighbor, even if that's avoiding them.
There you go. That's what I want.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The star of Entourage and Andy's boyfriend in Devil Wears Prada says that men should not be watching porn. It's bad for you.
His name is Adrian Grenier. He's an actor.
He thinks men should stop watching it. Here's more of the audio we played earlier.
It's a drug that I'd gotten so accustomed to, I realized that it had been an unhealthy addiction for most of my adult life.
Before I give you the five things that men should eliminate or ease up on from menshealth.com, all right, what's your reaction? Adrian Grenier says, stop it.
Well, Adrian Grenier is a very privileged man. He's been clapping cheeks for over a decade now.
He has access to some of the most beautiful women in the world.
He's a really good looking man. Anytime I hear a guy or usually a celebrity talking about this whole like going, what's the word?
Celibate.
Celibate. There you go. I don't even know.
Or semen retention.
Whatever. It's always a very attractive guy who you could tell has slayed a lot of in his day. So I feel like for us average men who have to go through the process of befriending a woman, her putting us in the friend zone for another guy that sucks, coming out of it, watching her gain 30 pounds and then wanting to sleep with you, that's like, come on, you're going to tell me not to watch adult films?
I was going
to
say, what are you going to do without
it? Yeah, dude, what are you going to do with it, bro? At any time.
I'll just be angry.
Also.
And on edge.
I've made some really dumb decisions where I've been like, you know what? If I would have just handled myself before I left the house, I wouldn't have made this decision.
I will say, before I was in love with my beautiful wife here, that was a policy of mine. Never to go out with a loaded gun.
Yep.
Because when you go out with a loaded gun, you can make some very, very big mistakes.
You push him back on Adrian Grenier.
Don't push back too much. He's celibate.
He'll push push you back harder.
Yeah, whoa.
You think too much of anything.
If anything, and especially porn, is not great for you. No. Do I think that we should get away, be done with it? No. Not
it's never going to happen anyway, whether you think or Adrian Grenier.
But I don't think 13-year-olds should be watching. I don't think you should have access.
No, yeah, but yeah. Of course. Like, because you at 13 never even saw anything like that, right? Automatic?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Also, I think you don't get addicted to like the actual content. You get addicted to the easiness of not having to deal with the stress of a relationship. Yeah, that's kind of what it is. So, I'm like, so every time
it's like microwave dinner. It's just easy. You don't have to think about it. You just pop that sucker in there, and then all of a sudden you got your.
And the only
happy
person there to judge you is yourself.
Okay, five things men should eliminate or ease up on. Number five is drinking. Men drink 4 times more than ladies. Guys, I get it, but too much drinking makes you sick. Alcohol is one of the leading killers in the country. Number four is pornography, so we just dealt with that one. Number three, smoking. Oh. Men smoke cigarettes and cigars. I thought that was done. I thought we
kicked
were done
the habit.
With smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, women love guys who smoke cigars, though. Dudes who smoke cigars, they look cool, man. Like, you see everybody smoking cigars.
I smoked a cigar at my brother-in-law's wedding. I'll be honest with you, it was stanky. Does it look cool? Don't light it then.
I also had a 2-day hangover after
that. Yeah, so. Whiskey and cigars. No bueno, no bueno.
He's not like a man.
No, I'm not. I don't do whiskey. I don't do cigars. Yeah. So yeah, that was too much for me.
Number two, men should engage less in risky behavior. Thrill seeking is dangerous. I always think about Paul Walker and driving fast in that Porsche and what happened. It's not good.
It's not, but...
I get it, but don't put yourself in danger unnecessarily.
Damn. But that adrenaline feeling is like something you can't get from anything else.
I bet
his
daughter wished he hadn't thought that.
No, I get it. Don't drive like an idiot. Friends. Yeah,
don't do that. Thrill seeking in general.
That goes down after you have to start paying for your own insurance, too.
Yeah, right.
Once you get old enough to start paying for your own insurance, you start being like, you know what, Doug? I'm not going to play this pickup basketball game. I'm going to go home. I'm going to do shadow boxing.
I'm not going to break my wrist.
Do you know how many games I've passed up on because I'm like, you know what, if I hurt my knee again or sprain an ankle?
My friends are like, hey, you want to play tackle football? No, dude.
Why?
What?
Why?
No.
What I do?
Or like lately I've been boxing again and they're like, hey, you want to spar? No. For what? I'm not fighting. I'm never getting in the ring again.
I only want to box against things that don't punch back.
Exactly.
Which leads to the number one thing. Men should visit the doctor for wellness checks. Not just when you feel bad. Not just when the alcohol kills your kidney. You got to go every year and try to eat better and do a little less of the four things that I just listed. You know, this doesn't make you less of a man. It makes you a smarter man.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah,
embrace telehealth and find a hot doctor. That makes it easier.
You can think about her later. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Maybe us ladies can't beat the men in football, but there's something we're beating men at right now in the United States of America. So in case you missed it, I will share that with you. Ladies, turn the radio up, especially if you're with your man in the car. DJ Automatic, you go first.
I'm going to tell you right now, we're not loving this.
Uh-oh.
McDonald's is getting rid of free refills.
What?
Oh, how?
As the summer approaches, they're ripping out all of the self-serve drink stations.
Wait a minute. I remember you talked about this in food, but you said they were going to ease out of it.
They were supposed to do it over 8 years. They just decided this summer they're just getting rid of it.
This is foul. I think I've never wanted to march for something, but I think I want to march for this.
We're protesting in the streets today.
Yes, dog. Oh, my God,
you're
bro.
Like, MLK? Sister Chavez? No, I'm going for McDonald's refills.
What kind of world do we live in where I got to go to Walmart and do self-checkout, but I can't go to McDonald's and get my own drink?
Doesn't even make sense.
Somebody explain this to me, dog. Come
you know
on.
What? I blame it on the pandemic.
It's already been too long.
It's all your fault, COVID.
What about going in there then and asking for extra napkins, extra ketchup, and mustard, and we'll just get them back that way?
You know what I've been doing lately is all my, what is it called, cutlery? Is
that cutlery, yeah.
I use all of Chipotle's.
I was going to say.
You're going with plastic?
Yeah, dog.
Our glove compartment filled with Chipotle napkins. All right,
yeah,
there you
let's go,
go
dog. All right. In case you missed it, Hinge and Tinder are facing lawsuits, which were filed in California, and they are claiming that the app is being addictive and geared towards impulsive behavior and actually just trying to get people to sign up for subscriptions instead of helping them find love and romance.
Anthony, didn't you say to us recently, to myself and DJ Automatic here, that you were getting inundated with bots and fakeness, like when you would move away from the app?
Yes, dude. Unless you pay for the subscription on Tinder, Hinge, especially I feel like Bumble too, all you get is OnlyFans girls and bots that you know are like, you know, spam accounts.
So I saw that Hinge is actually banning ghosting. So if you're talking to more than 8 people at one time, you won't be able to send messages.
That's just being a hater now.
Well, I think it's good for the ladies though. I you know, at least you know if he's not hitting you back, it's because he's been banned. He's talking to 8 other women.
That's
one part, a good thing.
But for me, it's really like the homies who might be single and lonely. Because as a dude, unless you pay for the subscription, you're not going to see real women on the app.
So I saw on my timeline, some guy got scammed on Tinder, I believe. He thought this woman was real and was giving her money, and it was just somebody else, and they stole his whole, like, they cleared his bank account.
Ooh.
I'd rather be ghosted than have my bank account cleared. All right, so in case you missed it, single women own roughly 10.7 million homes compared to single men owning 8.1 million.
And well, yeah, we got to put in your mama's name.
This is according to the latest analysis from LendingTree. No, DJ Automatic. Even though the wage gap continues, women make way less money than men, women make smarter choices when it comes to making purchases.
Well, yeah, I literally just did a story about how I paid $99 to date robots. So this is not surprising to me.
Well, women don't have to worry about that because they can walk outside and get a date.
No, Automatic. I just think about, look, I don't want to be up here on my soapbox and giving people advice, but I want you to build generational wealth. I had a baby at 15, yet I scrimped and I saved enough money, and I did get my mother to co-sign Automatic, you're right, and I bought my first house, and since then I've owned a home forever. And the reason why is because I was able to sell that and kind of move up. That's what you do. And I think women, maybe because I had a baby so young, I don't know, we're constantly thinking about our future, about our family. And sometimes men are just thinking about So save your money and do it. You can do it. And the best time to get into owning a home is right now. Don't wait. Get into it right now and build that generational wealth.
Hell yeah. Dana V. Gary V. Oh, hey, let's get it.
Hey, if you want this study, hit me up at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lil Wayne talking trash about one of the best NBA players in the game. We're going to play the audio. Did he cross the line? Is this too disrespectful? This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays.
Janet Jackson celebrating her birthday. Oh, Megan Fox and Danny Trejo.
Happy birthday, Janet Jackson. All right, so let's talk about Dame Dash. Back in the day, he and Jay-Z, business partners. He's really one of the OGs in hip-hop.
Rockefeller Records.
Give him some credit there. He's speaking on Drake versus Kendrick Lamar, and he says the most shocking thing for him about the beef is not the music, it's the hate from the industry for Drake. And he said, when I say hate, I mean nobody's coming in to help this guy. They just obviously are sick of him. And he's like, when it comes to music, these are his words, not mine. He said, I really thought they were neck and neck until this week when I realized, man, nobody really messes with Drake. That's not the word he used.
Yeah, I could see that. But also, though, it turned into like a one-on-one battle, really, between Kendrick and Drake. So the need for other people to step in, I don't think was really necessary.
They were trying to get a part of the spotlight. But when you've done what Drake is doing, I mean, it's like 12 years or 14 years of being number one in hip-hop. Nobody's even come close to doing anything like this. You're going to catch a lot of hate because
this is a lot though, Automatic.
But the thing is it all comes down to money, and he's just taking all that money and taking that whole pot and keeping it to himself. So eventually these guys are going to get bugged by it. And then on top of that, he's sleeping with everybody's girlfriend. So I'd hate him too.
We just hate the girls, not the game.
Oh, who are you now? Are you telling us not to blame the women? Okay,
you really like Drake that much, huh?
I do. I do. I don't even know if he can bounce back. Do you think he can? 877-730-DCS1. Actually, he probably will, but he's going to have to step away from the game for a minute.
He's going to have to get Adonis to start rapping. That's the only way. It's the only thing he can do.
Drake gets a big hit and everybody forgets, I promise you.
All right. Drake's daddy, Lil Wayne, is talking about who Automatic says is the best player in the NBA. Take a listen.
First of all, I don't like Jokic. I don't like his game. I'm from the old school. I don't, and some people say you got an old school game, I guess, but I guess that's the older school that I'm from, because he looked like the dad's dad bod out there playing. He looked like the dad of the YMC player.
I think it's a little rude. It's a little disrespectful.
I mean, it's sports. Everybody has an opinion, and he doesn't have to like what he does on the court.
Why is he talking about his looks, though? He's talking about his dad bod and stuff.
He probably lost a bunch of money on the last game.
Oh.
I mean, the thing is that he doesn't look like your prototypical athlete, but he is the best player in the NBA, hands down.
I think that was kind of a compliment and a diss at the same time.
But I mean, it's no, obvious. You know what I mean? He's built like me. I'm in a little bit better shape than him, okay?
I love your sexy dad bod. And dad bods are the hottest bod now. You've seen that, right? According to women,
well,
the poll was taken, and that's the sexiest body.
Maybe that's why we all hate Drake, because he had those BBL abs.
That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's graduation season, and we've got some deals for all the kiddos out there and the college graduates as well. Let's talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Thursday. Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Automatic, I think you will love this. Music fans love to stream, but that hasn't stopped vinyl sales from jumping 10% last year. Revenue hit $1.3 billion.
Oh, damn.
Outselling CDs for the first time since 1987. Artists like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, even Drake are now releasing limited edition albums available on vinyl only. And I didn't understand it takes days to make one record.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I love that everybody's on the vinyl tip now, but as somebody who's been collecting vinyl for many, 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 many years, I hate the fact that it's so expensive now. Records are $50.
What did I just buy you, DJ Automatic? I'm a loving wife. What did you just open?
I just got Michael Jackson Thriller, which was not a mint condition copy, but a good copy.
And mint condition.
I was going to say, I only had DJ copies, which were played a lot.
But what's the other one?
Oh, Wu-Tang.
36. You didn't have it.
I didn't have the Wu-Tang either. 36 Chambers. What?
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. I was like, this is like some music nerd stuff right now. But oh no, you didn't have 36 Chambers? Oh my God.
I had the singles, but I didn't have the full LP.
Yeah, damn.
I got my husband the album, so he's very happy.
Maybe a great DJ wife.
She is a great DJ wife.
I know what
That's
he
why
wants.
Why I married her.
In albums and other areas, too. Hey, all right, food news, cook, DJ Automatic.
First of all, congratulations to all the graduates that are coming up and who just graduated. Dope. They have some deals for you guys at Buca de Beppo, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Burger King. If you show your student ID, you can get 10% off of your meals right now.
Oh, that's nice.
I love me some Buffalo Wild Wings, dog.
Dude, I've been craving it lately.
Otto's been telling me he wants to go there. All right, Buca de Beppo, that's kind of like upscale.
It's Italian, yeah.
But
it's
you
Italian.
Can take a date night there, yeah, right? Yeah.
It's like a fancy Olive Garden a little bit. Give me some potato wedges from B-Dubs if you're a graduate, please.
And shout out to Burger King, too.
Hey, hell yeah. They're doing amazing things with the chicken wrap. I'm such a single guy.
I was going to say, Anthony, how do you know
this? What are they
this?
Doing with their chicken wrap?
Because you don't have a wife buying you albums or cooking for you.
I just got the lady at Burger King give me a Sunday for free.
You're like, Thelma, give me that chicken wrap.
I got to name her Thelma. Who is
great
Thelma?
Great chicken wraps over there.
Thelma works at Burger King, okay?
Yeah, she does. She's a great woman.
Right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with International Body Piercing Day. Ooh.
Didn't you used to have your nose pierced?
Yeah, I had my nose pierced. I had about 10 piercings on my right ear, about 4 on my left, my belly pierced.
Was your piercing like on the nose, like, or Tupac style, or like little Uzi Vert style?
It was more Tupac style.
Oh.
And I took it out though because I think I got sick or something. I just never put it back in when I was blowing my nose. It was over. I was like, you know what? I'm done with this look.
And today is the day that we honor the LGBTQ plus elders. It's LGBTQ plus elders day as well.
Oh,
too.
Shout out to the old gay homies.
Shout out to Alan, dude.
Okay.
Alan, dog, the goat. Dog.
You know, I know we're giggling, but think about how hard life was.
Yeah.
When you couldn't be yourself, you had to hide it forever.
Think about
everybody.
Calling a gay man old.
Ooh, my old. Oh,
or elder.
They mad at you right now. Like, don't call me old.
Period.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Barbecue Day. Yes, America.
Gosh. Okay, shout out to the people who know what burnt ends are. If you don't, you are not a barbecue aficionado. Shout out to my stepdad, Adolfo, who has won Texas Barbecue Championships, where the best barbecue in the country comes from.
His brisket is, I mean, it's so good.
It's like we used to try to cook for him. Otto would grill, and he would just kind of look at it. Like,
he could like push it around his plate and be like, okay. And he'd be like, hey, where do you guys want to go eat?
Go back and play with your vinyls, guy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We were talking about good barbecue a little bit earlier. Myself, Dana Cortez, along with DJ Automatic and Anthony A., and I started thinking about things that I love other people to cook. Now, as a woman who cooks 90% almost of our every meals day. Automatic. Yeah. There's something about when other people cook for you or wait on you, it just tastes better and it feels good. I don't know how to explain it.
Man, I hate to air out our homie Jasmine, but our friend Jasmine, one time I went over to her house for Thanksgiving and her ex-boyfriend made this smoked turkey.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
No, it was amazing.
Oh, really?
It was the best thing ever.
And you had to be like, your ex-boyfriend is a better cook than you are.
She's an amazing cook,
that's
too.
That's awful.
But Anthony, this smoked turkey, dog. Even she would have to be like, yo, it was good.
This had to have been years ago. You're still talking about it. Yeah, so it must have been really, really good. Dang.
Was he a good person to my friend? Was he good? No, not absolutely.
But his smoked turkey was amazing.
I know which dude you're talking about.
Not drop names, but that man knows what he's doing when he's smoking a turkey. Not when it's coming to monogamy, though.
Because he knows what he's worth.
You can't smoke a turkey like that and be monogamous? Come on. You gotta spread this around.
I almost wanted to sleep with him.
I want to shout out my mother-in-law, Mama Matic. Automatic, you always get on here and trash her cooking. Almost every day you got something
negative. My mom is not a great cook.
Okay.
But she admits that she's not a great cook. She admits that she doesn't even like cooking.
Okay, but she throws something down that I love. It's a green chili chicken casserole. Mm,
that is good.
I don't know what it is. And it's not like Mexican. It's not... But it's delicious. Every time she makes it, it tastes so good.
It's pretty
so
much shout what, a lot of Mexican American dishes consist of cheese, meat, chili.
It's a lot of cheese.
And more cheese.
Like
cheese.
Pretty much.
It's a hell of a lot better than her chow mein, which she used to make for me. I felt like at least twice a week when I was a kid. And it was so bad because she was those crispy noodles that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Ugh, gross, dude.
The noodles but I wanted to
hold on.
Crispy.
I want to shout out my wife, though. She cooks for me almost every single day, and it does taste better when it comes from her.
What's my name?
Dana Cortez.
Some people listening might not know we're married. Can you give me the props?
My wife, Dana Cortez.
Gosh. What's the best meal that you make? Call us up 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.